taking your emails, I'm taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
A week, because that'll help us build up a big solid.
Get us through elections.
Nice. I agree. We should build it up, Jeff. Nice and like a sand castle in the sky, which is
castle's
just
burning.
A pile of sand, I guess, falling at an incredibly high rate of descent. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. Did I do it to you?
Of course, sorry. You spiked out all the audio.
Jesus Christ.
You'll see. You'll see when you master it. Have fun.
Sorry, everybody. Well, hey, welcome back to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you live via the magic of Zoom over the internet.
Boom,
all I
want
to do is get a boom, boom, boom and a Zoom, Zoom.
I think it's Zoom, Zoom and a boom, boom.
Get a Zoom, Zoom and a boom, boom. I don't know what that means.
I think penises and vaginas, but go on. Ah,
but this is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting gold. And we are, as always, your springy hosts, Mr. Jeff Watson.
Heyo.
Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Do you weave baskets? Because that was a good tie-in.
Oh, that was nice.
That's the best one I came. That's the only one I came up with.
A Boy Scout or a sailor?
Boy Scout? Silent, are you a shipwright? Because that was a nice time. Do you do rigging? Yeah, I don't know.
Something about that. Are you a belayer? Are you a mountain climber?
A belayer.
Is that a thing? That's a thing, right? Belay on belay. That's it for rock climbing. And this is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting gold. We've picked it back up in these crazy times we live in via the magic of Zoom. Until we can all get together in the same room again next year. I don't know. And we're going to keep making magic happen. And Max is going to tell you how you're a part of that magic.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Like, I get sad that I'm the only one that gets to draw topics. Like, I like it when you guys can get
you're
your
doing hands
so
good.
In the bowls. Oh, thanks, Jeff.
You're doing a great
I appreciate
job.
That. But it's more just like missing being in the studio, you know.
Sure.
And all that. But yeah, so welcome to Ignorant Uninformed. Thanks for checking us out. You guys make this show go round. Y'all, oh, that's super funny. Play along at home, and that's what we do. We give you free t-shirts and poetry and this delicious episode to entice you to feed us topics. So we have something to talk about, and you can hit us up on the Facebooks or the Twitters at IgAnon and message us your topic or email us topics at ignorantanduninformed.com or click the submit a topic button. And that's how you get to play along at home like this week's participant, Misty, which it's super funny because we just did another one of hers recently.
Another one. What are we getting swallowed by today?
No. Actually, it's the exact opposite in a way of the last one on the other side of death. Oh. What if we didn't die? How would our lives be? How different would our lives be if we lived forever?
We'd hopefully have a different economic system. Because, yeah, working forever sounds terrible.
Like slaving 18 hours days for like
sure
I like that. I've I've done the nerd that I am. I've read a shitload of fantasy novels, and some of which have elven characters who live many, many centuries, and I'm always fascinated by the difference in perspective that authors will give these characters, and thinking about that is just like, all right, well, you know, we have a pretty finite time. Like, shit, I just turned 39. You know, like, it might be halfway over. Who knows? More than half. Who the fuck knows?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how does that change your perspective when you're like, nah, I got 8 more centuries. And so just talking about, like, being friends with other people and living, like, little mini lifetimes. And then I don't know if you guys... And then, like, it also ties in the way The Good Place ended. And... I don't necessarily, I mean, I guess it happened a long time ago, but if you guys haven't seen it, no spoilers.
I haven't.
Okay. Then I'll
somewhere
else.
Spoiler alert.
No,
it's not going to say anything, but you know, yeah, no, I agree with what, I agree with you, Max. I think that it would offer a lot of perspective, and I think it would be, but I don't know what it would be like if everyone lived forever. You know what I mean? Like, obviously probably people would die of non-natural causes, I would assume that you, like, we're not invincible, right? Like, can't be.
You could still be decapitated and such.
Yeah, like if someone killed you, or right. if you died in a war, or died of a disease.
I mean, you talk about scarcity of resources, and if people are living forever, like, what would that have done to wars? Like, things could actually be far more tribal and far more divided. In that instance.
Well, that's interesting. Would we value life as much, more or less?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably less because it's cheaper, but like relatively speaking, but I have no idea.
Well, I mean, how many, that's an interesting thought. How, I forget what the number is. I think they're estimates. How many people have ever lived like in the history of mankind?
Okay.
And oh, yeah. Back to resources, Earth couldn't sustain that number.
If we were, if there were, what is it? 40 billion people, I think they said have existed.
Sure.
Something like that, maybe maybe not quite that much.
Yeah, and a chunk of those obviously are going to die in accidents and wars and stuff. But
right.
But still, what if the population of the world was 20 billion right now?
Right. Well,
it wouldn't be pretty, I don't think.
But then you also think of like those revolutionary minds. Like, what if Da Vinci had 10 more centuries? Mm. Right. Like, where could we be developmentally? Right.
Sure.
If like Einstein, if like all of these brilliant people were still here.
Sure.
And could talk to like, you know, Plato and Aristotle, who were still around as well, you know, like
the greatest minds all living at the same time.
And and like, even as like new ones get introduced, but like just the scope of what could be accomplished in a lifetime. And yeah, like what would that do to research if you knew, like, oh, I got 7 centuries. Well, I'll figure it out in the next 700 years.
I'm going to go take a bike ride.
Yeah.
Like maybe people wouldn't be. But I think that's one of the things about, you know, the fleeting nature of our existence is that it is what ascribes value to it. That every moment counts, you know, because we don't have forever.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. Like, there,
at least in this existence, maybe we are some sort of eternal being or part of an eternal being beyond this mortal coil. But you know, we don't know. That's the big question, isn't it? What happens after that? But in the meantime, we've got 70 to 80 years ostensibly maybe more, somewhere between, I don't know, 75 to a century. So, you know, it's funny. I was reading about humans in Dungeons and Dragons, and a lot of the age categories have like ranges, but for humans, it just says less than a century. Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, that's kind of an interesting way to put about it. Like, only the very oldest of us live beyond 100 years. And, you know, that's just sort of an interesting way to, you know, like, they usually like, you know, 200, like for a elf or something, like 350 to 500 years, you know, but just less than a century was just kind of an interesting
give or take a century.
Yeah. Like plus or minus a D6 years. I don't know.
I mean, how would you guys have, I mean, would you have lived life differently if you knew you had more time thus far?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've, like, yeah, I guess, I mean, I guess I would have, like.
Yeah? In what way? Would you have, like, I'm curious.
I also think what it would do to, like, your mental, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you had 100 years to study, to, like, to, you know, to learn a craft or to learn, and ostensibly you would, that you would have that much time to dedicate to something if you so desired, but. So I think I would have like studied, I would have like gone to school and just studied a craft for a long time to become a master.
But why wouldn't you do that now, I guess would be my argument.
Well, I'm saying like if I've got an immeasurable amount of time, I would take 100 years to do an innumerable number of things. You know, I would just learn and dedicate myself to everything and, you know, anything. And
I mean, Captain Parameters, there's also lots of like stipulations in this. Like,
got holes in your theory there, Ben.
No. Are we perpetually like, are we perpetually in our like prime of life and that gets extended? Do we just continually like age until we eventually like can't move and are just sitting around? Cause that doesn't sound awesome.
I mean, essentially what you've, if you're going to live forever, come on, you apes, you want to live forever. If you're going to live forever, to me, that presumes that their aging basically doesn't exist.
So we're all
decaying form. We're just, you're just.
You hit 25 and just stop.
Like, I think you just stay in your prime. Like,
okay.
Forever. Like, or you've got, you know, like, it's just spread out over, I don't know. Again, we're talking infinite time, right? Like you would ostensibly live forever, which means you are at a state of equilibrium that would not cause, which to me would be like ideal optimal operation of your body, right? Like, so you'd have to be in your prime.
Okay.
If you're going to live literally forever, but if it's more like 1,000 years or 10,000 years, whatever, I think that might change the way you age across those 1,000 years. Like, you wouldn't be a fully developed human until you were 100. You know what I mean? Well, like,
so this is actually kind of like piggybacks on my next question, was that, because Ben, you talked about studying something for a long amount of time, but do you think, wouldn't that just become the norm? So like, instead of getting a 4-year degree and a 2 years master's, like, oh, you studied for 6 years. Well, now the expected, and that, like, now you have to study for 110.
Yeah. You have to be an expert in a field, pretty much.
Exactly. And so like, is there just some sort of like arms race, for lack of a better term, an intellectual, like, meritocratic arms race?
I don't know.
I studied for 200 years. I think to be a professor.
I think you would just sort of outlive your times at some point. You know what I mean? Like, would the Beatles, if they were still around making music,
Lennon still got assassinated. So
he's what?
He still got assassinated.
Yeah. Well, Lennon would have gotten assassinated, I suppose. So, but like,
no,
if he was invincible, that's the other part of this. Like, you live forever no matter what.
I thought
we
decided you could be killed though.
You could be killed. Yeah. Okay.
Because if we're Highlanders, then none of us would have been born and the first generation would still be here.
Also true. Do you think people would like it? Well, if that was the case, I think there would just be a lot less of us in that.
Would stuff even change, right? Like, you look at the habits of power, right? Yeah. And you brought up the Beatles, and like, part of it was that like, they were young. They were bringing a new energy to the system. So like, how does that happen in a scenario where everyone is living forever? Like, that system's not going to budge. Like, how many new people are there going to be?
Yeah.
True.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think people would wait 500 years to have a kid. You know what I mean? Like, would they? If they could.
I don't think so. If they could, but then I think there'd be people out there that probably have 10,000 children.
There'd be a lot of
certainly, you know, if birth control is not what's happening, I mean, that's a long time. Which is
funny,
because
you'd have like children that would, like, you know, be thousands of years apart, depending on how long you're procreating.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, oh, this is my youngest. He's 2,000. And my oldest is approaching 25,000.
Well, I mean, think about it now. There are some people that have tons of kids. They choose not to get educated. So why would that change if you live forever?
Hopefully those people would die off.
There'd be 10,000-year-old morons still walking around. Why wouldn't there be?
Could you still, would like coronaries and heart disease still be a thing?
No.
Presumably sickness is, if you're living that long, like, we're not getting sick.
No, I feel like natural sickness is gone.
Yeah, like, you would have to be killed, which makes me wonder, like, so for the rich and the powerful, would they ever die? I mean, like, Caesar would still be here, wouldn't he? Like,
yeah.
Especially if he's in his prime and he's like, but again, like, what would time change your perspective? Would an endless amount of time change your perspective enough?
No, not for some people's,
right.
Some people always crave power. Living forever is not going to change that. If anything, it makes it worse.
Maybe, unless they actually get all the power and they're like, this didn't make me happy.
I think there'd be people that would want to rule forever. And then they would clash with the other people that wonder, oh my God, the wars in that respect could be terrible.
Well, I was just saying, like, I think we would probably just like end up killing a lot more people.
Yeah.
Hmm. Because they would not die of, you know, off eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So war and violence, I feel like it would be a very like, the only way to get rid of them is to destroy them, you know? So
then that'd still be true.
Mass, you know, people would just kill each other for no good fucking reason.
It's what we do best.
Yeah. I mean, we are just kind of, I mean,
maybe it would just be this magical utopia, like in, like the android planet in Star Trek in Picard. Spoiler alert.
Never seen it.
I don't recall that episode.
Yes. Anyway, so there's like, basically there's a colony essentially of artificial life forms, like Data from Star Trek. All sort of, you know, related by being created by the same person, or at least based on designs by that person. And they essentially live forever, but there's only like 20, 30 of them. You know what I mean? Like living on this planet all to themselves, that it's basically a utopia, or is it?
But they can't procreate, right?
Yeah, they can't. They have no progeny. They would have to create new. They have to build new life rather than create it, I suppose, which is arguably, you could say that's sort of the same thing. I don't know. It just sort of reminded me of it. Like, and they sort of had, yeah, and they sort of had, you know, advanced technology and unlimited resources. So I think if we could find a way to like live forever, but also like if we could have enough resources to sustain those many, that many people, we know that the Earth is a finite thing, but if perhaps, I mean, if Leonardo da Vinci was around, maybe, you know, maybe we'd have starships by now. I don't know. We could go colonize the because also, like, scale wise, in what's, you know, what's 100 years to get to Alpha Centauri when you could live that long? You know what I mean? Like, just send a spaceship out there.
It would spread like a plague across the galaxy.
We would, it would just be,
you could
pass the time, because what else the fuck are you going to do?
Well, could you sleep
for 100 years?
Would that drive you insane eventually?
This is where I was going, like boredom. What happens with boredom? And like, do suicide rates shoot up? Right. Like, at a certain point, like, aren't you just over
quietus? Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. Like, I was like, I think it would just be crazy. People would just,
what's the
off
point?
Themselves whenever they're done. They're just like, oh, this is too much. I can't.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Maybe not. Maybe the perspective of like living to see 30,000 years from now would be amazing. I don't know.
Mm.
The only person who can do that is the Emperor of Mankind, Keanu Reeves. So he's he's gathering his forces to him.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good to know.
Keanu Reeves.
Thanks, Keanu.
Also, speaking of Keanu Reeves, they put out a second trailer for Bill and Ted Face the Music, and I am so excited about it. It looks so good.
I haven't seen the first one.
Oh, dude. Well, the first one was sort of a teaser trailer, and it didn't really give you it gave you a lot to like look at and think about, but it was like, but this one is a little bit more, it gives you a little bit more idea of the plot and some other characters and stuff, and it's, man, it's just so exciting. I can't wait.
Okay.
It looks really good. Like,
awesome, dude.
Super nostalgia town. Shut up, Jeff. Let me live my life.
No, I love you're excited.
Let me like things.
You can like them?
No.
You fight for your right to like things, then you're like, I don't want to like them anymore.
I don't. But
I'm just sad.
Well, we've already.
Top Gun got pushed back again.
Again?
Yeah, 2021.
Jesus.
And I want to see Tenet. That won't happen this year.
No, man. The whole, it's all on pause, baby. It's all.
I think Bill and Ted's, though, it's getting a video release, right? A streaming release?
Right? I think it might.
I thought I read that. It was going to be in theaters and streaming.
They were considering it. But they were also talking about that with Top Gun, too. And then they decided they definitely didn't want to do that. So they pushed it back again.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it again until 2021. I heard it was October or something, or November.
It got bumped to next year.
Oh, shit. Well, that sucks.
Along with Black Widow, they finally said next year. It's something else.
Yeah, the two, there were two Marvel movies that were supposed to come out, and they were like, no, we're going to wait until we can, you know, actually sell it to movie theaters again. And I was like, okay.
I mean, if you're in it to make money, that's a wise choice.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, why wouldn't they make just as much money if everyone had to buy it, like a pay-per-view type thing? Like, wouldn't they make just, if not more money than...
I think they said you can't make near as much doing just a streaming release.
Because if they could, they would.
Yeah. They would have already, released it if that
pandemic
was the case.
Pandemic or no. Yeah, they would have figured it out.
Right.
Fair enough, I guess.
Damn it.
They are fine-tuned money-making machines, man. If that was the case,
it would have already been done.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So even at $20 a pop, I guess they can't make their money back. So
yeah, I mean, but anyway, I hope Bill and Ted's good. That's all I really have to say about that. I think that really wraps up the topic here for me. Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted, you could live forever. So I've already see all the Bill and Ted's.
Yeah. It would be interesting, though. I mean, like, if say we all did live forever, like, you could just literally meet anybody from like any point in history because they're all still alive, ostensibly.
Okay, so would you give a shit? Because I mean, to us, it's like that would be badass. But if you grew up in that, you probably wouldn't even care or notice.
Yeah. True.
Well, and I was thinking about security, right? If death were the only thing, like death by another human, essentially, or accident were the only thing that could kill somebody, I feel like things might be even more insulated, right? Like you say, like, oh, it'd be cool to meet everybody, but I mean, if Socrates is fucking still
he's
here,
he's not going to be cruising around in public, right?
I mean, I would imagine. I mean, who knows who wants to do him ill, but like, what does that do to security?
I don't know. Security would be very good because they'd have had hundreds of years to get good at it. Like, you know, to be experts at security.
Security.
Well, yeah, I mean, at that point, wouldn't everyone be like excellent hand-to-hand combatants and that kind of shit if you wanted to be?
Unstoppable.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Probably. I was thinking for like artists, right? Like, so it's like, oh, okay. So it'd be cool. Like if Shakespeare were still around, like, I wonder what his plays would be like now. But I was thinking of like, we would probably have less people on pedestals for like being like geniuses and have like periods of like chunks of time. Like, oh, this 50 year span of Da Vinci or Einstein or Shakespeare or whoever, you know, cause like, I doubt you're going to keep that going for centuries, thousands of years of like being prolific and well received.
I just it's a hard, like, I don't think that any of us would exist if everyone lived forever, like because at some point I think people would just like stop procreating
probably,
and then what really is, you know, like that every generation would have been born in the order it was to get to us, you know,
there'd be longer time between probably.
Oh, yeah. And so like the fact, you know, they'd be on like, I don't know. They'd have added a, I don't know at this point, what, like a 10th generation from Adam and Steve.
I mean, you know? Yeah. I'm thinking like, what would sports leagues be like? Holy fuck.
Interesting.
If you had the greatest of all time all playing at the same time
in their prime,
obviously wouldn't be the greatest of all time because you're playing against higher competition.
Yeah
It'd be interesting to like study how to like be able to get quote-unquote definitive proof of like Michael Jordan or Kobe or LeBron or,
let's be honest, Kobe probably wouldn't be here, but
why is that?
Well, because he
died in an accident.
Died in an accident. So that's fair. I was just bringing it down. So for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Dark, man. That was dark. That was evil.
Damn, dude.
Sorry, man. We miss you, Kobe. We miss you, Kobe.
And put your bad juju on us.
I was just saying.
What do they say, Ricky Bobby? Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby?
Don't you bring that evil on me, Ricky Bobby?
Don't you bring that evil on me? Don't you bring that evil on me, Bill Whitmore?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, but I mean. Cool. Yeah, but like, we always wanted to know, like, who you know, is Wayne? But Wayne Gretzky would have enough time to be the, you know, to learn to be the best at basketball too. He could have learned how to do that. A lot of that's inborn talent, though, you know. But
maybe,
but like, but so couldn't you essentially have enough to master all arts and practices in life? Like,
why not? Every century, you choose a different sport.
But see, but there's someone who's going to choose. But there's someone who's going to choose the same sport for seven centuries. Who's going to be better? And so, like, I, in a way, it like changes things, and in a way, it changes nothing, because like there will still be someone who can outwork you. Because while you're busy learning how to play guitar, they're going to keep playing piano. Or while you're busy trying to figure out your jump shot, they're going to keep skating.
God, do you think someone could do the same thing for 700 years and not get just fucking burnt out or bored? Or, I mean, holy fuck.
Fuck, dude. I don't know, man.
I guess maybe if you're super driven, you could. But, I mean,
yeah.
Plenty of stars that after like 20 or 30 years of playing the same sport, they're like, fuck it, I'm just over it.
But I wonder how much that is also because of age and like getting less results.
True.
Right. So like, yeah, it's a lot easier to be like, yeah, I'm over it, when you're like, oh, my knees hurt and I can't hit these shots anymore and these kids are in better shape. And
sure.
But like, if that doesn't happen, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think all it does is just lengthens the scale at which we do stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you're just, you wouldn't take a year off, you know, before college to go travel. You'd take a century. And then you'd go to college for a century, or, you know, for
holy
a century.
Jesus, that sounds awful.
I was thinking the same thing. Could you imagine being in school? Like, I thought like 16 years of school was enough for me. Like, could you imagine being in school for a century? 120?
Well, I think it would operate different. It would like, it would be more like, you know, the ancients, like Alexander the Great. Like, you'd have tutors and, you know, like you'd. And so,
but I guess
it wouldn't be like going to public school for
400 but given 100 years,
cafeteria lunch for 100 years. What?
I mean, to become an expert in something, you don't need a fucking 100 years. You know, you need
10,000 hours.
But you might then, like, who knows?
I guess. But how much can you learn about plumbing? I mean, fuck
everything.
Would we become more specialized? Right. So it's like, not only would we have like,
you know, super specialized.
Right. Exactly. Like, so I'm like, hey, I'm not that kind of plumber. Like, you need this guy.
Sure. I specialize in toilets for 300 years. Kill me now.
That's it, man. That's it.
But we need plumbers. Oh, yeah, that's depressing. Would. Oh, my
God. Would stuff last? Like, you know, like,
no.
Would you live in a house that would last? You know, instead of 50 years, it has to last 500 years.
But that's the thing, though. It would be, I mean, made depending of plastic. On the economy, every 100 or 50 years, wouldn't you knock down your house and build a new one? That's different.
Why not?
Because would you want to live in the same place for 1,000 years? Probably not.
I mean, it trips me out to be living in the same place for like 17 years. So yeah. I can't imagine, like,
yeah
dude. Smack another zero on there.
Yeah. And I mean, it makes me also think about relationships. Do you want to be married to someone for 1,000 years? I'm guessing no.
Yeah. But do you end up like having multiple marriages over your life?
And yeah.
Life,
I think polyamory would probably have to be a widespread thing.
Well, that was kind of like circling back to like talking about the elves living like multiple lifetimes,
they
right? Like,
they banged everyone, right?
I mean, yeah. And then moved on essentially, right? Like, you can't. You know, I would be interesting the way it changed our thoughts on endings. Mm-hmm.
Could dogs live forever too? Could you just like, no. How many dogs would you go through? Stop. Like, how many dogs have I gone through in my lifetime?
I would stop having dogs. I would
just be like, I wouldn't go through it like that many times. You know?
No, I mean, my sister had to put down one of her dogs the other day, and I was just like, fuck.
It just wrecks me, man.
Yeah. I just
seeing a video of a sad dog, or like, dude, you know, a dog that was pulled off the streets, and, you know, even though I know the video is like, they got brought back to life and they're happy. It's wonderful. I just like, my heart just rips out of my chest every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, in a lifetime, you could have thousands of dogs. I don't think I'd want to, I mean, would you they value them less than?
I was going to say, like,
It's such a blink in an eye of living forever. Like,
yeah,
what's 10 years with a dog, you know? Like, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Dogs you become super cynical and unfeeling at that point. I don't know.
Probably.
At some point, I think like The Good Place, like you just sort of end up going numb after a while. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, whatever. There'll be another.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, you would have like archives. Think of the like the wall, like the tribute wall of dogs, thousands of canines.
Sure.
At some point, you'd probably just be like, I don't need another dog. I've had a billion.
Yeah, man.
I'll always love dogs, but like it's like it's not worth going through it again, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like, what lives longer? Like, I'm gonna get some 100-year living macaw.
A turtle.
Yeah. Yeah. Cats.
But if dogs lived like a century, you know, maybe that would be better. Like,
well, that'd be different.
If they lived on a relative scale, but again, you're talking about you'd live forever, like infinite, like at some point there's no real scale there at some, you know what I mean? Like, if you could ostensibly live literally forever.
All right. So here's this. You guys are dog owners. We talked about like getting tired in relationships of being with the same person. I mean, would the same thing happen with a dog? Right? Like,
yeah.
Would you get tired? Just be like, God damn it.
Just go away.
Eternity.
No, I love my dogs. I would have them forever if I could. I don't know, man. That's a tough question. I don't think I'd want to live forever. I really wouldn't.
It goes back to that. I don't want that. I don't want your life.
I don't want your life. Well, hey, we want you to continue to enjoy Ignorant Uninformed. So thanks so much for downloading and visiting with us. We've been your host, Mr. Jeff Watson.
I'm going to live forever.
Mr. Max Immortal Sarakistan Sarak.
I love you guys so much.
And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. Thanks for downloading and listening. Make sure you subscribe on whatever podcaster you're listening to us on. Check us out on at ignorantanduninformed.com. You can download all the podcasts there. You can also submit a topic, hit that submit a topics button, and email us at topics@ignorantanduninformed.com with your topic suggestion. Questions make the best topics, of course. Follow us on Twitter @IgAndUn. Check us out on Facebook. You can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ignorantanduninformed. We're going to be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ash Freshness all up in your grill. Peace out.